Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第二十三章第十一节。
The book of Acts, chapter 23 and verse 11.
使徒行传第二十三章第十一节，我们要读到第三十五节。
Acts 23 verses 11 to 35.
让我从第十一节开始念。
And I shall start from verse 11.
当夜，主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”第十二节，到了天亮，犹太人同谋起誓，说：“若不先杀保罗，就不吃不喝。”这样同心起誓的约有四十多个人。他们见祭司长和长老说，我们已经起了一个大事，若不先杀保罗就不吃什么。现在你们和公会要知会千夫长，叫他带下保罗到你们这里来，假作要详细的查考他的事。我们已经预备好了，不等他来到跟前就杀他。十六节，保罗的外甥听见他们设下埋伏，就来到营楼里告诉保罗。保罗请了一个百夫长来说，你领少年这少年人去见千夫长，他有事告诉他。于是他把他领到千夫长，说被囚的保罗请我到他那里，求我领这少年人来见你，他有事告诉你。千夫长就拉着他的手走到一旁，私下问他说，你有什么事告诉我呢？他说，犹太人已经约定要求明天带下保罗到公会里去，假作要详细查问他的事。这你切不要随从他们，因为他们有四十多人埋伏，已经起誓，若不先杀保罗就不吃不喝。现在准备好了，只等你应允。于是千夫长打发了少年人走，嘱咐他说，不要告诉人，将这些事报告给我。千夫长叫了两个百夫长来说，预备步兵200，马兵70，长枪手200，今夜派出往该萨利亚去，也要预备牲口叫保罗骑上，护送到寻吾腓力斯那里去。千夫长又写了文书，大略说，哥老丢吕西亚请寻我腓力斯大人安，这人被犹太人拿住，将要杀害。我得知他是罗马人，就带兵丁下去救他出来，因为知道他们告他的缘故，我就带他下到他们的公会去，要查知他被告是因他们的律法辩论，并没有什么该死该绑的罪名。后来有人把要害他的计谋告诉我，我就立时解他到你那里去，又吩咐他们告他的人在你面前告他。于是兵丁照所吩咐的，他们将保罗夜里带到安提帕底，第二天让马兵护送，他们就回营楼去了。马兵来到该萨利亚，就把文书呈给巡抚，叫保罗站在他面前。巡抚看了文书，问保罗是哪省的人，就晓得他是基利家人，就说等告你的人来，我就详细听你的事，便吩咐人把他看守在西律的衙门里。
Acts chapter 23 verse 11. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome." When it was day, the Jews made a plot and bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who made this conspiracy. They went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have strictly bound ourselves by an oath to taste no food till we have killed Paul. Now, therefore, you, along with the council, give notice to the tribune to bring him down to you, as though you were going to determine his case more exactly. And we are ready to kill him before he comes near." Now, the son of Paul's sister heard of their ambush. So he went and entered the barracks and told Paul. Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the tribune, for he has something to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the tribune and said, "Paul, the prisoner, called me and asked me to bring this young man to you, as he has something to say to you." The tribune took him by the hand and, going aside, asked him privately, "What is it that you have to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the council tomorrow, as though they were going to inquire somewhat more closely about him. But do not be persuaded by them, for more than 40 of their men are lying in ambush for him, who have bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now they are ready, waiting for your consent." So the tribune dismissed the young man, charging him, "Tell no one that you have informed me of these things." Then he called two of the centurions and said, "Get ready 200 soldiers with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen to go as far as Caesarea at the third hour of the night. Also provide mounts for Paul to ride and bring him safely to Felix the governor." And he wrote a letter to this effect: "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency the Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them when I came upon them with the soldiers and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman citizen. And desiring to know the charge for which they were accusing him, I brought him down to their council. I found that he was being accused about questions of their law, but charged with nothing deserving death or imprisonment. And when it was disclosed to me that there would be a plot against the man, I sent him to you at once, ordering his accusers also to state before you what they have against him." So the soldiers, according to their instructions, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. And on the next day, they returned to the barracks, letting the horsemen go on with him. When they had come to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they presented Paul also before him. On reading the letter, he asked what province he was from. And when he learned that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will give you a hearing when your accusers arrive." And he commanded him to be guarded in Herod's praetorium.
这段圣经其实非常简单。
This passage is very simple.
我们知道保罗要上耶路撒冷去。
We know that Paul was headed to Jerusalem.
他带了这个罗马这个外邦人的奉献要去耶路撒冷，要解救那边的饥荒。
He brought the offerings of the Gentile churches to Jerusalem because there was a famine.
但是他不知道，但是他来到这里的时候呢，这些犹太教的人呢，诬告他说他糟蹋神的百姓，糟蹋神的这个律法，糟蹋神的这个圣殿，在21:28.
And when he came to Jerusalem, the Judaizers accused him of trampling over the law and the place and against the people.
那么我们刚才读的十一节说，当夜神就向保罗保证说，你放心吧，你必然在罗马为我见证。
And in the passage that we read earlier on in verse 11, God told him to take courage because he will testify in Rome just as in Jerusalem.
保罗一心想要上去罗马。
Paul wanted to go to Rome.
只是他不知道这一次是罗马的军队保护他上去。
Just that beyond his imagination, he would not have know that it would be the Roman soldiers guarding him along the way.
过去他到这个亚细亚这个马其顿的时候都是出外布道，但是这一次呢是有兵丁来护送。
In the past, when he went to Asia Minor or Macedonia as he went on his missionary journeys, he went to preach on his own, but this time he is escorted by soldiers.
因为为什么他会被罗马人来护送呢？因为他在那边有这些犹太教的人要抓他，而且呢要告他，所以呢罗马兵丁才会参与。
And why was he escorted by the Roman soldiers? That's because the Jews plotted against him and wanted to kill him.
所以我们的第一点就是杀害保罗的计划呢，计谋被策划。这个时候他们在策划。
So our first point is that we see that the plot to kill Paul was planned.
你看第十二节，到了天亮，犹太人同谋起事或者的 plot， 他说如果不杀保罗就不吃不喝。
When it was day, verse 12, the Jews made a plot and bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they had killed Paul.
这个同谋两个字呢，可以说是我们熟悉的保罗说，如果有人传福音给你们不是我们所传的，就应当被咒诅的那两个字咒诅。
And the word plot actually is the same word when Paul says, whoever preaches a gospel that is different from what we preach to you, let the person be accursed.So it is the same word translated plot.
所以他说，如果我不杀保罗，我就肯应当被咒诅。
In other words, what they were saying is that if we fail to kill Paul, we will be cursed.
那么他们来到告诉这个工会呢，工会竟然同意。
And when they brought forth this conspiracy to the council actually agreed.
那么他们在商量的时候呢，竟然给保罗的外甥听见。
But as they discussed this plot, it was overheard by Paul's nephew.
所以我们的第二点是杀害保罗的计划呢，计谋呢被发现。
And our second point is that the plot to kill Paul was punctured.
因为他的计划呢给保罗 的外甥听见，这个是第一次整本圣经里面提到保罗的家，保罗的有一个姐妹，那么他的孩子。
And this is the first time in the whole Bible that talks about Paul's sister and her son.
那么刚好保罗的外甥听见这件事情呢，就告诉保罗，保罗就把他带到这个千夫长，把这件事情告诉千夫长，结果他的计划就没有产生作用。
And it so happened that Paul's nephew overheard the plot, and in the end brought this plot to the tribune who actually protected Paul, and this whole plot was punctured.
我们的第三点就是保罗的计谋呢失败了。
And of course, our third point is that the plot to kill Paul was prevented.
因为千夫长知道了之后，马上派了200个人步兵，那么马兵70，长枪200，在晚上就保护他，送走保罗。
And when the tribune heard of this, he got ready 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen.And escorted Paul away in the middle of the night.
所以整个故事就结束了。
And the whole story ended.
我们也可以结束了。
And so shall we.
但是你要知道，这里的故事非常简单。保罗，神告诉保罗，我会保护你。
Actually, what you want to know is that the story is very clear. God told Paul that he will protect
you. 你放心，我一定保护你的。
Take courage, I will protect you.
但是呢？马上我们就看到，早上保罗听见神 的这个肯定，到了晚还没到晚上呢，就已经知道有人要害他。
And we realize that in the day that God encouraged Paul, but just that very night, people plotted to kill him.
而且呢，千夫长就马上在晚上带他走，九点钟开始至九点钟。
And the tribune actually in the night at 9 p.m. that's the third hour actually escorted him away.
所以我们读这段圣经的时候，我们可以学什么功课呢？
So as we read this passage, what lessons can we learn?
第一，非常肯定的，我们可以学到神的信实。
Firstly, we can learn that God is faithful.
神的话呢，一点一画都不能背弃。
And God's word, not a single dot or iota will pass away.
马太福音五章十八节说，我实在告诉你们，天地都要废弃，律法的一点一画都不能废弃，都要成全。
Matthew 5:18, Jesus said, for truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law, until everything is accomplished.
以赛亚书55:11说，主说我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我喜悦的，在我发他出去成就的事上必然亨通。
Isaiah 55:11 is similar. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
所以为这个缘故呢，我们仔细查考圣经。
And it is for this reason that we study the Bible carefully.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
圣经每一个字、每一个句、每一句话呢，都要成就。
Every single word in the Bible will come to pass.
所以我们详细读，要把我们的信心建立在神的话上。
Therefore, we read it seriously and in detail so that our faith will be built upon God.
而且我们的信心、我们的盼望都建立在主的话上。
And our faith and our hope is established on His word.
所以我们要求大家读读圣经。
Therefore, we ask all of you to read your Bibles often.
而且我们准备了这个读经手册，让大家每天都读圣经。
And we prepared the Bible reading guide to help you read the Bible every day.
让我们在圣经的话上面，在神的话上面扎根，而且信心稳固。
So that we will be firmly rooted in the Word of God, and that our faith will be firm.
所以第一点是我们看到神的信实。
And we see.That God is faithful.
第二点呢，我们在这边看到神的护理。
And we also see God's providence.
为什么呢？刚好保罗的外甥听见他们的计谋。
Because we see that Paul's nephew just happened to hear of their plot.
我们基督徒不相信偶然的事情。
As Christians, we do not believe in coincidence.
所有的事情呢，都在神的掌管底下。
Everything is under God's control.
为什么保罗的外甥会在这个时候，在同个时间、同一个地点，刚好听见他们讲话呢？
Why was Paul's nephew just present at that moment, at that place, and overheard their speech?
我告诉你，这个是神的护理，或者叫做神的安排。
Let me tell you, this is because of God's providence.
所以你以为你做一件事情不要让人知道，如果神你做一件坏事情，神可能就在旁边，就在隔壁放一只耳朵听见你要做的事。
And you think that when you do bad things nobody knows, but actually God might have just placed a ear or an eye next to you to see or hear what you are doing.
以利沙也是这样。
And so it was with Elisha.
在这个亚兰王要打以色列的时候呢，我们发现到这个这个亚兰王在跟军队里面谈话的时候呢，这个以利沙呢却把他们在卧房里面那个国亚兰王的卧房所谈的事情呢，告诉以色列人。
And we learn from the Old Testament that the king of Aram wanted to attack Israel.But actually, the Bible tells us that Elisha was able to hear what the king was telling his subject in the king's bedroom.
神的管理有时候是直接的。
God's rule is and control sometimes is direct.
有时候他显了一个神迹。
Sometimes he displays a miracle.
就好像这个希律王不将荣耀归给神呢，神使到一条虫把他咬死。
It's like King Herod who refused to honor God, and God sent a worm, and he died because the worm bit him.
有时候通过间接的，通过一些环境的安排，使到他能够彰显出他的主权。
Sometimes it is indirect, and through circumstances around the situation, God displays His sovereignty.
在神学里面呢，我们称为我们的神呢是。个人的 personal 非常个人，而且呢非常参与我们每一天的生活。
In theology, we will call this that our God is personal. He is personally involved in each and every one of our life.
他不是自然神论。
This is not deism.
啊，这个自然神论是说神创造了宇宙万物之后他不理了，他走了。这个自然，这个宇宙万物自生自灭。
And in deism, they believe that there is God who created the universe, but after he had done that, he left, and he left the universe to operate on his own.
但是也不是这个泛神论。
Neither is it pantheism.
啊，泛神论是指说神创造之后呢，所有的东西都有神的身份在里面，所以每一样东西都有神。
Pantheism actually teaches that after God created everything now represents God and there is God in everything.
所以这个都不是圣经里面的教导。
And both of these are not taught in the Bible.
圣经教导说神创造这个宇宙万物跟他分开的，但是呢，他参与每一天我们所面对的问题。
The Bible teaches that God created the universe and He is different from the universe and distinguished from the universe, but yet He is intricately involved in everything.
在希伯来书里面给我们看到这个教导。
And we see this teaching in Hebrews.
我们称这个叫做神的护理或者 God's providence.
And we call this God's providence.
在希伯来书一章三节里面，他讲到神，他就是耶稣基督，是神荣耀所报的光辉，是神本体的真相。他常用权的命令托住万有。
Hebrews 1:3 tells us that Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God.And the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe.
这个托住万有呢，不但是把它托住，而且它的意思是说，使它完成它要它完成的目的。
So this upholding the universe is not just describing Jesus holding the entire universe, but it also means that he uses everything to achieve his purpose.
所以它有一个目的呢，每一样事情的创造呢，它的创造呢要达到神原本创造它的目的。
So because he has a purpose for everything, therefore in everything that has been created, it will eventually accomplish God's purpose for creating them.
所以这个我们叫做这个是神的护理。
And we call this God's providence.
在神的护理里面呢，可以分成好几个。
But within divine providence, there it can be further separated.
一个是叫做预防性的护理。
And first, it is preventive providence.
你记得吗？在这个亚比弥勒的事情。
Remember Abimelech?
啊，这个神预防亚比弥勒，亚比弥勒敬畏神呢？Genesis 这个创世纪二十章六节讲到说，亚比弥勒呢不要这个娶这个撒拉，因为神阻止他，免得他得罪神。
And Abimelech was a king in the book of Genesis who feared God, and it is stated in Genesis that God prevented him from taking Sarah as his wife. That this is because he feared God.
所以我们发现亚伯拉罕。这个对神没有信心，然后就说撒拉不是他的这个妻子，是妹子。那么这个亚比米勒以为是妹子，没有关系，把她娶过来。但是神阻止他，不让他做这件事情。
And we realize that in that account, Abraham did not have enough faith in God, so he lied to Abimelech about Sarah, that Sarah was not Abraham's wife but his sister. So Abimelech took Sarah as wife, but God prevented that from happening.
所以神可以使万物发生，使到他不允许他做这件事情。
So God can actually use all the things around to prevent something from happening.
我们很盼望神不断地阻止我们犯罪。
And we hope that God will prevent us from sinning.
有时候神在神的计划里面，他的确阻止我们，不让我们犯罪，为的是要保护我们。
Sometimes indeed in God's plan, He prevents us from sinning in order to protect us.
你记得保罗身上有一根刺吗？
Remember Paul had a thorn in his flesh?
为什么他身上有一根刺呢？
Why was he given a thorn
in his flesh? 因为他得的启示甚大，神不要使他骄傲，所以身上安排允许有一根刺。
Because the revelation that he received was so great that God had to give him this thorn in the flesh to keep him from being arrogant.
所以这个你看到神有预防性的作用。
So we see the preventive providence of God.
但是我们也是看到神有准许的性的护理。
But we also see the permissive providence of God.
就好像我们在看到神允许人继续的犯罪。
Just as we also see that God allows humans to continue in sin.
特别是罗马书。
Especially the book of Romans.
神看到人不断的犯罪。
God saw that men continuously sinned,
就任凭他们，
and He gave them over.
他任凭他们，
God gave them up.
1:24, 1:25, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26, 1:26,
25-26, it kept repeating, God gave them up, gave them up, gave them up.
所以当人要不断的犯罪的时候，神就任凭他们。
So when humans persist in sin, God gave them up.
在这一切都有神的智慧。
In all this is God's wisdom.
还有一种神的护理，就包括这个是指示性的护理，或者是超越性的护理。
And there is God's directive providence or His overriding providence.
所以你看到这个约瑟吗？
Remember Joseph?
约瑟在小的时候被他的兄弟卖到埃及地去的时候。
Joseph was sold to the land of Egypt by his brothers when he was very young.
他们的兄弟是要害他。
His brothers meant him harm.
创世纪他却说、他这个约瑟在创世纪二十章前是这么样说，他说从权你的意思是要害我，但是神的意思是好的，是要保全多人的性命。
In Genesis 50:20, Joseph said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive."
所以我们看到这里，神允许神一些事情发生，但是他的目的，他有超越性的，能够使到让约瑟被卖，但是最终呢，却使到整个以色列人得救。
And we can see that God's permissive and directive providence both at work here. He permitted Joseph to be sold to Egypt, but in the end, he directed it in such a way that it was for the preservation of many people's lives.
最后有一个就是决定性的护理。
And finally, we have the determinative providence.
所以有时候神会直截了当的阻止一件事情的发生。
Sometimes God immediately prevents something from happening.
或者参与，就好像将来有这个世界面对这个世界末日的时候呢，神不要让这个灾难继续下去，免得很多人跌倒。
It's like what is prophesied in the future that during the time of great tribulation.God will immediately put a stop to it because He does not want anyone else to fall.
基本上就是讲到神有主权、有能力去管理整个世界，每一件事情、每一个很小的事情都有神的权力在里面。
And basically, this tells us that God has absolute sovereignty in controlling every single thing in the universe.
保罗能够得到解救呢，是因为在神的计划里面呢，他的外甥听见这件事情，这件听见呢不是偶然的发生，而是有神的旨意在里面。
And Paul was rescued because his nephew actually overheard the plot, but this was by no means due to chance, because it was God who directed this in happening.
所以刚才我们在希伯来书看到神主耶稣托住万有。
And we saw in the book of Hebrews that the Lord Jesus upholds the universe.
哥罗西书一章十七节讲到他是在万有之先，而且万有靠他而立。
Colossians 1:17 also tells us that He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
所以靠他而立，就是所有的东西是因为他才能够成就。
And when it says in Him all things hold together, it means that it is because of Him.That we have all these things.
使徒行传17:28是我们的生活动作存留呢，都是靠他，在乎他。
Acts 17:28, in Him we live and move and have our being.
那么以弗所书1:11讲说，神在是这位神是那位随己意行万事的，是按照他的旨意来预定的。
And Ephesians 1:11 tells us that.God is the one who works all things according to the counsel of His will.
很多人说你今天能够呼吸是什么呢？是神允许他的灵继续在你身上做工。
And many people say that the reason why you are still alive and breathing today is because God allowed His Spirit to continue working in you.
这约伯记34:14下，他说如果神专心为己将灵和气收回，我们凡有血气的人呢，都一同死亡，世人就不以尘土。
Job 34 tells us if he or God should set his heart to it and gather to himself his spirit and his breath,All flesh would perish together and men would return to dust.
所以你看到吗？整个世界呢都在神的掌控底下。
So can you see that the universe is under God's control?
主耶稣也是这么讲，他说：“你看到天上的鸟吗？它不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你的天父尚且养活它。”
Matthew 6:26, Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air; they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them."
马太福音十章二十九节说：“有两个麻雀，不是卖一分银子吗？若你的父不允许呢，一个都不能掉在地上。”
Matthew 10:29, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father."
所以你认为有偶然的事情吗？
So do you think that there is such a thing as coincidence?
连箴言在十六章三十三节说，铅放在怀里，定是却是耶和华。
Even Proverbs 16:33 tells us the Lord is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
你以为很自然，你丢一个骰子丢下去的时候，出现什么字呢？都有神的管理。
And you think that it is natural that when you throw a dice and you will display a number, but whatever number is displayed, the Lord is in control.
圣经里面也是讲到，一个国的兴起或者灭亡，都是由神自己的管理。
And the Bible also tells us that He makes nations great and He destroys them.
那么在箴言二十一章一节说，王的心在神耶和华的手中，好像龙沟的水随意的转动。
Proverbs 21:1 tells us the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will.
所以你看到，不管一个国家的兴起或者一个国家的灭亡，都有神的手在那里。
So even when a nation rises or a nation falls, God's hand is in it.
你记得在以色列人被掳的时候
，Remember when Israel was in exile?
神竟然能够感动或者激动波斯王，让以色列人回去建殿。
And God could actually work in the heart of the Persian king to allow Israelites to return to build their temple.
所以就是像这句话，王的心在耶和华的手中，就像龙沟的水随意的转动。
It's just like this proverb. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will.
那么对于个人来说
，for the individual.
我们也看到神使徒行传十七章二十六节，神从一本造出万株，住在全地，并且预先定准他们的年限和他们所住的疆界。
And we see that for every individual in Acts 17:26, God made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place.
你看到每一个人。我们的年限已经定准了，而且我们住的地方呢，神已经画了一个界限。
Every person's lifespan has already been determined by God, and wherever he is going to be has already been set with boundaries.
约伯书十四章第五节说：“人的日子既然限定，他的月数在你那里，你派他的界限，他使他不能越过。”
Job 14:5 tells us, "Since his days are determined and the number of his months is with you, and God have appointed his limits that he cannot pass."
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人在地上的年岁呢，神在我们没有出世之前呢，神已经定下了。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of our lifespan on earth has already been determined by God before we are even born.
事情意外发生的时候，我们感到惊讶，神绝对没有惊讶。
When an accident happens, we are all surprised, but to God, that is no surprise.
他早就知道这件事情会发生。
He knew long ago that such a thing would happen.
是我们不知道。
It's us who do not know.
我们活在世上，不知道我们的前面的道路。
We live on this earth not knowing what path lies ahead.
但是对神来讲，他没有一件事情不知道，他每一件事情他都知道，而且知道他会怎么样发生。
But to God, there is nothing that He does not know, and He knows the intricate details of everything that's going to happen.
诗篇一百三十九篇十六节说：“我们的未曾形体的时候，你的眼早已看见；我所定的日子呢，你所定的日子，我未度一日，你都写在册子上。”
Psalm 139:16, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance; in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them."
这个叫做神的护理。
And this is God's providence.
在我们还没有做任何一件事情，神早就知道，而且已经写在生命册上。
Before we do anything, God already knows and He has been written in the book of life.
这件事情使到我们做什么呢？我们在这一个人生当中呢，我们没有人能够知道明天会发生什么事情。
And for us, as we live this life, none of us will know what will happen tomorrow.
但是神早就知道。
But God already knew long ago.
耶利米书十章二十节说，耶和华我们，我晓得人的道路不由自己。行路的人也不能自己定自己的脚步。
Jeremiah 10:23 he said, I know, O Lord, that the way of a man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct.
我们可以做很多计划，
we can make many plans,
但是我们没有办法知道这个计划会不会成功。
But we have no way of finding out whether the plans will come to pass.
箴言20:24人的脚步耶和华所定，人岂能明白自己的道路呢？
Proverbs 20:24 Man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way?
箴言16:9说，人心筹算自己的道路，唯有耶和华指引他的脚步。
Proverbs 16:9 The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps.
弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们很多人说，我要明白神的旨意，我要知道他的隐藏的旨意。我们不知道，我们根本这几件圣经告诉我们，我们根本不知道神在我们身上前面要发生的事情是怎么样，我们没有人知道。
Today, many people say that I want to know God's will, I want to know what is His hidden will, but these few verses tell us that there is no way we can tell what's going to happen before us.
所以你人心可以自己，人的脚步为耶和华所定，谁能明白呢？
A man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way?
我们可以计划自己的道路，但是只有耶和华指引他的脚步。
We can plan our ways, but it is only the Lord that establishes it.
意外的发生都是超越我们，不然不叫意外。
When accidents happen, those are beyond us. Otherwise, we don't call them accidents.
为什么要这样呢？
Why like that?
很多时候，神让我们不让我们知道将来要发生的事情，使到我们懂得敬畏他。
Many a times, God doesn't let us know what's going to happen in the future, so that we will learn to fear Him.
神不让我们知道我们什么时候离开世界，要教导我们随时珍惜我们的时间。
God doesn't want us to know when we will leave this world is to teach us to value and treasure our time.
圣经里面有一句话非常重要。
There is a very important verse in the Bible.
申命记29:29说，隐藏的事是属于耶和华的，唯有明显的事是属于我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上一切的话。
Deuteronomy 29:29 The secret things belong to the Lord our God.But the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
所以我们发现有一些事情呢是我们不知道的。
So we realize that there are things that are beyond our knowledge.
很多事情是超越我们的。
Many things surpasses us.
我们不可能知道。
There's no way to find out.
没有人知道明天。
No one knows about tomorrow.
没有人知道将来。
No one knows the future.
只有神知道。
Only God.
叫我们怎么办呢？
So what shall we do?
我们就偏偏要知道吗？
Do we then strive to know it?
那个是违背神，那个叫做悖逆。
And that's going against God.
隐秘的事是属于耶和华。
The secret things belong to the Lord.
所以神把它隐藏起来，这个是神的意思，我就接受，不知道，我就不要知道。但是我神给我们的，我们就要去遵行，就是神给我们的神的话，我们就按照神的话去行，这个就是我的责任。
So when God hides it from us, we should accept God's will and not try and find out. But whatever is revealed by God in His Word, that we ought to strive to know and that we ought to strive to obey.
圣经里面每一次提到神的旨意有两种。
The Bible, every time when it talks about God's will, there's two types.
一种就是神隐秘的旨意，就是在神主权底下管理整个世界。这一类的旨意呢，是我们完全不知道，也不可能知道。
One is the secret will of God in which He actually rules the universe with, and it is something that is secret and kept from us. There's no way we can ever find out.
但是有一种就是神每次提到神的旨意的时候，通有另外一种是指神道德上的旨意，比如说你要圣洁，你要怜悯，这些旨意呢是很明显的，这些是明显的旨意，就是要我们去遵行的。
But yet. The Bible talks of another will of God, which is God's moral will, which is things like you must be holy, you must be sinless, you must be perfect, etc., etc. And these are revealed so that we can obey.
所以我们知道有一些事情是属于隐秘的，有一些事情是属于明显的。
So there are some things that are revealed, and there are some things that are kept secret.
所以明显的就是神记载在圣经里面，都是神的旨意，我们就按照它去行，我们就得到神的喜悦。
Those that are obvious has been revealed to us in the Bible, and when we obey His will in the Bible, we please God.
过去我受到一些教导，教导说，哦，我们要知道神的旨意，就是明天神要发生的事情。我告诉你，圣经里面没有这样教，只有特别先知才知道。我们每一个人呢，没有人知道，因为刚才我们所读的经文，人筹算自己的道路，唯有耶和华指引了，没有人知道自己前面的道路，这个是属于隐秘的，这个是属于耶和华。
There are some kinds of teachings that tell us that we must try and know what's going to happen tomorrow, but this is unbiblical because nowhere in the Bible teaches us that we can know what happens tomorrow. And in the verse that we just read, these are the secret things that belong to the Lord.
那些一直要明白神的旨意，要明白神将来的旨意，在你身上的旨意，那个叫做神秘派。
And those who wants to know God's will and what's God's will for me in the future, that is known as mysticism.
我们所持守的是改革中的思想，就是说，在神的计划里面呢，隐秘的事是属于耶和华，神明显的事情呢是属于我们的，就是在神圣经所记载的，我按照圣经的意思去行就可以了。But
what we hold on to is Reformed theology, where we know that there are some things that are secret and belongs to God, but yet there are other things that have been revealed in the Word of God, and those are the things that we are to know and obey.
我们不可能知道明天。
We cannot know what happens tomorrow.
我们不可能知道未来。
We cannot know the future.
那是属于神的。
That belongs to God.
但是神所清楚给我们圣经的教导呢，我们就去行，这个就已经讨神喜悦。
But the clear things that have been taught in the Bible, as long as we obey that, we will please God.
所以今天我们读的经文,
so in the passage that we read today,
保罗能够得救,
Paul was rescued.
是因为神安排他的外甥听见这件事情。
That is because God placed the nephew there to hear the conversation.
所以他能够去告诉保罗，告诉千夫长, 所以使他得救。
And that's why he could inform Paul and inform the tribune to rescue Paul.
我们感谢主,
and we thank the Lord.
但是，是不是每一次神就会安排使我们得到解救呢？
But is it then that every other time God will do it in such a way that everybody is rescued?
你得解救，你才就感谢神。如果你不得解救，你就不能感谢神吗？
Would you only thank God if you are rescued? But what if you are not rescued? Would you still thank God?
你记得使提法吗？
Remember Stephen?
使提法被人用石头打死。
Stephen was killed by stoning.
他们诬告他，然后用石头打死他。他在死的时候，主使提反说：“求主接受我的灵魂。”
And Stephen was wrongly accused, and he was stoned by a mob. But when he died, he said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
所以，神对保罗好，对使提反不好吗？
So was God nice to Paul and not nice to Stephen?
弟兄姐妹，我们的生命是要荣耀神的。
Brothers and sisters, our lives are to glorify God.
在神的带领底下，保罗那个时候得解救。
By God's providence and guidance, Paul was rescued.
但是你如果读圣经的话，你知道后来呢，保罗为主寻道，就像使徒一样。
But if you know the Bible, you know that Paul in the end was martyred just like Stephen.
如果神的意思就是在你受尽苦难之后。 荣耀他，然后回到天家，你愿不愿意？
If it is God's will that you suffer much before He calls you home, so that you glorify Him, are you willing?
神的意思是要我们，不论是好的环境，不好的环境，我们都是荣耀他，因为我们的家在天上，不在地上。
God wants us to glorify Him whether in good or bad circumstances. That's because our true home is in heaven and not on earth.
我们在地上只是一个训练学校。
When we are on earth, we are just attending a training school.
这个训练学校是准备让我们过天上的生活。
This training school is to let us be prepared to live a heavenly life.
每一件事情发生在我们身上呢，就在磨练我们学习怎么样过天上的生活。
Everything that happens to us is to train us so that we might learn how to live in heaven.
我们在神知道我们的结局。
God knows the end.
我们不知道。
We don't.
我们为什么不知道呢？
Why do we not know?
因为神不要让我们知道。
Because God has withheld it from us.
为什么神不要让我们知道呢？
And why did God withhold it?
那是要我们随时学习，随时珍惜我们的时间，随时来。不要浪费我们在身上这地上的生命。
Because he wants us to learn, he wants us to treasure our time and not waste our time on earth.
让我们学习向往天上的事情。
Let us learn to yearn for the things in heaven.
所以不管世上发生什么事情。
So no matter what happens on earth,
圣经里面很清楚告诉我们说，罗马书第八章二十八节说，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
所以意思说，任何一件事情，不管是好事坏事，神都掌管，神掌管，允许它发生在我们事情，都有目的。
In other words, everything, be it good or bad, is within God's control, and God allowed it to happen for a purpose.
使到我们得好处。
So that it is good for us.
我们就赶快学这个功课。
So we need to learn the lessons fast.
所以让我们学习，主让我们经过这一天呢，让我们学习，我们的家在天上不在地上。
And God allowed us to go through all these things so that we might learn that our true home is in heaven and not on earth.
让我们学习不要爱这个世界跟世界上的事。
And to let us learn not to love this world and the things of the world.
这个世界跟世界上的事是暂时的。
The things of the world and this world are temporal.
我们的生命是属于天上的。
Our lives belong in heaven.
我们能够在困难中有盼望，是因为神是掌管宇宙万物。
We can have hope in all things because we know that God is in control.
我们能够有希望，是因为神是爱我们到一个程度，他使万事互相效力，叫我们得益处。
And we can have hope because God loves us such that He works all things for our good.
所以我们因着神的话告诉我们，我们才能够有希望。
And it is because God's word informs us, therefore we can have such a hope.
所以我们看到一个很简单的故事。
So we see here a very simple story.
这个故事是说保罗怎么样遭遇到困难，神解救他。
This story tells of how Paul was faced with danger and God rescued him.
这个是有神的安排。
This is with God's providence.
后来保罗寻道也是有神的安排。
In the end, Paul was martyred according to God's purpose.
好像使提反一样。
Just like Stephen.
但是这一切呢，神都是藏着。
But in all these things, God is there.
或许我们要大家看一处圣经来结束。
And let us look at a passage in closing.
你看，传道书第三章。
Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
传道书第三章第十一节。
Ecclesiastes 3:11.
他说神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
神创造宇宙万物，但是神把这个永恒放在我们的心里。
God created the universe, and he has put eternity into our heart.
但是我们怎么想都想不通。
But yet we cannot comprehend.
你看第十四节。
Look at verse 14.
我知道神一切的作为都必永存，无所增加，无所减少。神这样行，是要人在他面前存什么敬畏的心。
Verse 14. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people would what?Would fear before him.
我们知道神管理一切。
We know that God is in control of all things.
麻雀在天上如果不允许，一个都不能掉。
The sparrow in the sky without God's permission will not fall.
铅放在怀里，定是是也好。
The lot is cast into the lap, but it is the Lord who determines.
所以神有权力，有能力管理宇宙万物。
So God has the authority and he has the right to rule everything in the world.
我们头上的头发，神都已经算过。
And he has even numbered all our hairs.
我很爱我的孩子。
I love my children.
但是我没有能力保护他们。
But I have no means to protect them.
但是神爱我们，但是他有能力保护我们。
But God loves us and he has the power to protect us.
而且呢，他不但保护我们，他训练我们。
Not only does he protect us, he trains us.
他用世界各种事情，这个叫做神的护理管理，使到事情发生来训练我们，使到我们能够准备好去迎接在天上的家。
He uses everything on earth through his providence to train us so that we might know how to live in heaven.
所以我们的人生是一个训练学校。
So our lives are but a training school.
使到我们预备好我们接受天上的事情。
So that we might be prepared to receive the things of heaven.
所以这些事情呢，在我们身上发生呢，不是我们能够知道的。
And many things happen to us beyond our prediction.
是让我们知道我们不是神，我们不是无所不知，我们要依靠神，我们要追求认识他。
Is to let us know that we are not God, we are not omniscient, so that we might pursue to know Him.
所以我们懂得将我们的生命交托依靠他，准备我们的迎接在天上的家。
So that we would prepare and that we might entrust our lives to Him and prepare ourselves to receive eternal life.
所以在世上不论发生什么事情，我们知道有神的管理，有神的旨意，我们就接受，我们就准备能够学习依靠神来过今天的生活。
So no matter what happens on earth, we must learn to accept it from God andWe must continue to live our lives trusting in His providence.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let's close the prayer. Father, we thank you for your word once again that informs us of your providence. Lord, help us to be teachable and that we will be humble to accept from your hand both good and bad.Knowing, O Lord, that you have promised that you will work all these things for the good of those who love you to be conformed to the image of your Son. Help us, Lord, that we will gladly accept your will for us on this earth so that, Lord, we might please you and we will enter eternal life being fully prepared on this earth. In Jesus' name.